Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and happy freaking holidays. I'm glad that you are here. If you clicked on today's episode, there's a chance that the holidays are feeling really, really difficult for you. And I want you to know you're not alone. And today's episode it's actually a repeat from last year. I sat down to record today, and then I started listening to this exact episode I put out last year. And I was like, ooh, this is good. You know, when you just like resonate with something, and it's so funny listening back to my stuff from a year ago, because I'm like, it's like me listening to a different person. Like, I feel like it's not me anymore. You know, you just grow, you evolve, you change, whatever. But I did a holiday affirmations episode last year, and I really was speaking directly to people who, for whatever reason, your holiday season is really heavy this year. And I just feel like this message is needed now more than ever with the fucking world that we live in. So we're going to get into it. But before we get into today's episode, I do want to do a Fine Food Freedom win of the week. This was a DM that I got not too long ago, and I just feel like it's so fitting for this time of year, for the messaging that we're seeing. So I did want to share it with you. And reminder, these messages get sent in, whether it's a DM, whether it's a podcast review, maybe it's a client message in our portal. It just can be from anybody in the Fine Food Freedom community. So this one says, I'm sure you get tons of messages like this, but I wanted to say thank you for your page and who you are. When I see triggering tiny celebrities who look ill, or yet another ad telling me that I should take a GLP-1 to, air quotes, fix my postpartum body, I find myself on your page trying to snap me out of it. People like you give me so much hope for my daughter's future. Thank you for everything that you put out into the world. So first of all, thank you to this amazing human for saying these very kind things. This makes me so happy to hear that you find our page so helpful. And not only our Instagram page, but also, you know, the podcast that you are listening to right now, I've done a lot of episodes this month specifically addressing GLP-1s. So a few weeks back, we did one, you can scroll back, called How to Navigate Conversations Around Weight Loss Drugs. Then the episode right before this one is called Everyone is Shrinking, How Do I Handle This? And this is where I address basically exactly what this person is saying of, you know, it feels like everybody around me is shrinking. All I'm seeing is celebrities getting smaller. Like, how do I handle this? How do I navigate this? So we did that one last time. And then I feel like it's been kind of the theme of my content this month is like, you do not have to shrink. Right? You do not have to pursue intentional weight loss. And as someone who has two daughters, two kids myself, no matter you have a son, a daughter, a non-binary child, doesn't matter what sexuality or gender you have, it is important to recognize that our relationships with food and body impact our children immensely. And so the more that you work on your own relationship with food and body, the more that's going to impact your children and anyone in the lives, like any close people, any lives around you. So if you don't have children, if you're like, I'm never going to have children, I don't want to have children, I chose to be child-free, whatever that journey might be for you, when you work on your own relationship with food and body, it directly impacts those closest to you. And I've been seeing that more than ever with my toddlers. And so it's been something that I've been really passionate about lately. So please know that if you are taking weight loss drugs, it's okay. You're still welcome here. This is not to guilt or shame. A large majority of our audience is choosing not to take these, is actively trying to walk away from those drugs. And if you are taking them, you're still welcome here because we all have a relationship with food and body. And I think it's really nuanced. And I have it bookmarked in my podcast folder that an upcoming episode we're going to do is directly speaking to people who are taking these drugs and also want to make peace with food and body, because I think that there is a massive population that fits those requirements. So I'm going to go off of my tangent here, but thank you to every single one of you who has wrote in a direct message, a comment, something positive, a podcast review. It means the world to me. The more that you rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, the more people hear it. Every DM, every positive comment, it reminds me why I show up every day, why I continue to do what I do. And I say it constantly, but I am always talking to my phone and to a tiny computer screen to do this podcast and to do content. So when I get to receive messages from people that are on the other side of these devices taking in this content and it's impacting them positively, that is so, so helpful for me to hear. So I am just so eternally grateful for each and every single one of you who listens to the podcast, who is a part of our online community, because without you, I don't have a platform. I don't have a job, truly. And so it is just, I'm beyond grateful and I'm so honored that you trust me to walk alongside you in your journey of healing your relationship with food and body. So without further ado, let's get into this. I'm wishing you a very relaxing holiday week. And I hope you enjoy this episode. And I hope it feels like a warm hug and a comfy blankie. So sending so much love to you. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. And I am so excited that you're here. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, I am wishing you a warm and relaxing holiday with loved ones. If you are not watching this, I have my Grinch crew neck on, which my mother purchased for me, but she got it for me because my toddler is Grinch obsessed. We also have a Grinch inflatable. I can see it right now in my front yard. So Merry Grinchmas if you're given more Grinch vibes this year. And yeah, I just want to pop in and say hello today and happy holidays. I wasn't going to put a podcast out today because I felt like most people are chilling and busy and doing things, but also I really wanted to put a podcast out today because I think the holidays can be a really special, magical, amazing time, and they can be really fucking difficult. There can be a lot of grieving during the holiday season. I think holding space for the duality of it can be a time of joy, but it can also be a time of grief, because if you have lost a loved one, if you've been separated from a relationship, if you are recovering from an eating disorder, if there are so many things, like if you have a medical disease or condition that you've been newly diagnosed with, or a family member, like I think the holidays, because we have this pressure put on ourselves of like they should be joyous or they should be the most wonderful time of the year, and it's not, I think that's really fucking hard. And so I wanted to do today's episode to pop in, to let you know that you're not alone, to let you know that I see you, I hear you, I'm here for you. And it's okay if today's really hard. It's allowed to suck, and we don't need like to be toxic positive over here and be like, it's great, it's the best. And if you're having a great day, well, that's fucking great too. So wanted to hold space for both. So before we jump into today's episode, which again, it's going to be really short, I really just wanted to pop in with you and be here with you today. I did want to read a Fine Food Freedom win of the week. We read these on every single episode. This could be a DM from a random human in our online community that I've never met. It could be a group coaching participant, a one-on-one counseling client, a member from our membership, a listener of the podcast. It could be anyone. And I always screenshot any DMs I get that like warm my heart and soul, because this is why we continue to show up, is changing people's lives. I have an incredible team of 15 registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors that make up the Fine Food Freedom team. And They are truly incredible, and Fine Food Freedom would not be what it is without them. So I want to share this one with you. Here is a breakthrough from my last couple of visits with Claire. And Claire is one of our dietitians on the Fine Food Freedom team. When food and body image, air quotes, don't mean so much, space is created for other things to mean more. I thoroughly enjoyed Thanksgiving food without worry, guilt, or shame about weight or food rules. No preoccupation with those things gave me my mental and emotional energy to really be present with my family that day. It feels silly, but it was an amazing experience. This is not fucking silly at all. Thank you so much, the one-on-one client who wrote in. And before I unpack it a little bit, I do want to just say, if you are listening to this, if you've been a part of our online community or, you know, followed us on social for a while and you're like, I need support. Like, I want to work with your team. I need one-on-one support. Please know that we take health insurance. We've taken health insurance now for over a year. And I mean this so much that, like, the reason we did is I would go on podcast after podcast and I would say, Fine Food Freedom, you know, has the mission of helping as many people as possible make peace with food and body. And I started to feel really hypocritical, because how can you help as many people as possible when you're not taking health insurance? And that's not to knock other colleagues that don't take it. I just felt like I was in a space where we could take on, like, the burden of healthcare. And I mean that, like, healthcare is, it's a fucking lot to do all the stuff, right? The bills and the claims and all the things. But I was like, if we can help thousands of more people, which we had, I need to check the number again, but I want to say it was over 3,800, close to 4,000 sessions this year with clients. Like, we would have never been able to do that if we weren't taking health insurance. So if you want to get your benefits checked, you can click the link in the show notes below. You can go to Instagram, TikTok. You can go to bit.ly/FFF insurance, which again is linked in the show notes below. Check your insurance benefits. So many people have no idea that they have these benefits, and you may have unlimited or 3 or 10 or 5 or however many sessions covered by your health insurance. All you have to do is check your benefits. We're licensed in 20 different states in the United States, because the licensure laws really keep us locked. So we can accept 20 different states insurance, and then, or licensed in 20 different states, and then we accept a bunch of different insurance plans. So please, please, please get your benefits checked. And to go back to the Fine Food Freedom win of the week, it doesn't sound silly when this person said it ended with, like, it sounds silly, but it was huge. That is huge. That's what Fine Food Freedom and food freedom is all about, is once you don't have food obsession and body obsession just constantly riddled in your brain, then you can be present and you can enjoy the special life moments like the holidays. This person was talking about Thanksgiving, or today is Christmas Day, or whatever it may be. So it's not silly. That is truly what it is all about. So thank you for sharing that. And I am wishing you the same freedom and the same peace and the same contentment that our client wrote in sharing with us. So let's get into some Christmas Day affirmations. And you don't have to celebrate Christmas for these to be accurate. These are truly everyday affirmations. I'm just sharing them on Christmas Day because I want you to know that you're not alone and that we are here for you. Like I said earlier, I think the holidays are a really, really magical time, and they're a really fucking tough time. And I know this because our team supports thousands of clients, and we sit in session after session after session with people who, like I said, could be grieving the loss of a loved one, could be grieving the loss of a relationship, an estrangement, grieving the fact that they're not married or not engaged or don't have a partner, and have to go to all of these fucking holiday events and Aunt Cheryl's asking them, do you have a boyfriend? And stupid shit like that. There's things that come up over and over and over during the holidays that I think make it really difficult. And although, yes, it can be so magical. And as someone who, I feel very grateful right now, this season of life we're in, we have a 7-month-old, we have a 2.5-year-old. So we get to see the joy through their eyes. We get to see the innocence and the joy, and there's so much joy. There's also a lot of other difficult things. And so I'm here for you. If it's difficult, it's okay. If today is not all sparkles and rainbows and butterflies and, you know, joyous Christmas songs, it's okay if it's difficult. And so I thought, why not do a Christmas Day episode where we take it so simple, so back to the basics. And I'm talking affirmations that I do with my 2.5-year-old, because I think sometimes when life is tough, especially around these times where we're looking at everyone's Instagram's post today of like, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and you might be like crying alone in your home, I think it's important to have like these affirmations and to know like you're not alone, and we're here for you, and that these things ring true as well. So I would like you to repeat after me, or you can write these down in your phone notes. You can write them down in a journal. And then I want you to like circle which one feels most aligned or true for you. So first up, I am enough. I am enough. Next up, I am worthy. I am worthy exactly as I am in this moment, but more importantly, I am worthy. Next one, I am loved. Again, we could add this to every single one. I am loved exactly how I am showing up in this moment, but to make it even simpler, I am loved. This one I wanted to share today because I think going into the new year, it can be really profound. Health is not a moral obligation. Say it with me, peeps. Health is not a moral obligation. We live in a fucking insane world where you can just be scrolling on your FYP, scrolling on your newsfeed, and seeing all this wellness guru holistic bullshit. Health is not a moral obligation. You do not owe your health to anyone. Health is not a moral obligation. Next up, I deserve to eat food today and every day. I deserve to eat food today and every day. And this one, this next and last one, has been my mantra for a lot of our holiday episodes. So chances are you may have seen this on some of our previous episodes. Other people's thoughts and opinions about my food choices and my body have nothing to do with me and everything to do with their relationship with food and their body. Other people's thoughts and opinions about my food choices and my body have nothing to do with me and have everything to do with their relationship with food and their body. I really wanted to repeat all of those because I think it's so important to hear them, to let them sink in. I really want to encourage you to take what serves you, leave the rest behind. If only one of those resonate with you, that is okay. If none of them resonate with you, that's okay. But I really hope that if you are on your food freedom journey, you're trying to make peace with food in your body, that you can listen to these, you can let them really wash over you and hear them and say them and believe them. Again, I cannot stress enough how incredibly grateful I am that you were a part of our Find Food Freedom community. The fact that you are listening to this podcast, the fact that you are following us on Instagram or TikTok, maybe you're a client of ours, maybe you're in our membership, whatever it is, I am so incredibly grateful that you are on this corner of the internet with us. And I want you to know that I do not take this responsibility lightly when it comes to having a platform that people want to listen, people want to hear what I have to say, and people take my words and listen to them. So thank you for listening. Thank you for trusting. And my purpose and mission with Find Food Freedom years ago still rings true today, that we are here to help as many people as possible make peace with food and their body so they can enjoy their life, because life was made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. You can genuinely improve your health physically, mentally, and emotionally, and any way that we here at Find Food Freedom can help you do that, we feel grateful for this opportunity. I also just want to express gratitude to all of the amazing registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors on the Fine Food Freedom team. We have an incredible team that supports thousands of clients virtually around the world, more in within the United States now that we take insurance, but we have had clients in New Zealand, Canada, Spain, US, Belize, UK, I'm trying to think where else, all over. It's just incredible. It's incredible. So thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited to see what this next year has in store. We've been working on some super top secret projects that I haven't been able to share on social media yet until everything goes live in 2025 with different brands and organizations that we're working with. So I'm really excited to see where this all continues to go. I'm so grateful for your presence and for your support, and I'm wishing you the most relaxing possible holiday season that we can have, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you so much for being here, and please, please, please take care, and Happy New Year as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Fine Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.